弟兄姊妹们平安。我想我们早晨在主的面前一同来敬拜神，永远是我们最喜乐的事啊。上个礼拜我们说过，我们任何一次来到神的家中，有三件很重要的事。
Last week we shared that every time we come to God's house, three important things we do.
还记不记得哪三件事情？
Do you remember which three?
To worship, to fellowship, to serve. 我们来这里敬拜神，我们来这里跟圣徒交通，我们也在这里侍奉。
We come here to worship, to fellowship, and to serve.
教会是神的家，神的同在是我们聚集的原因。
Church is the house of God, and God's presence is the reason for our assembly.
所以我们来到神家最重要的事情，我们是来敬拜我们的神。
So the most important thing that we come to God's house is to worship God.
同样在这里是神儿女们的家，我们来这里在爱中彼此相交。
This is also the home of children of God, so we come here to fellowship in love.
我们需要彼此扶持，彼此勉励，彼此建立。
And we need to support and to encourage and build up each other.
同样我们来这里，我们是来侍奉神，也彼此服侍。
And also we come here to serve God and to serve one another.
真实的敬拜一定带来真实的侍奉。
True worship will bring about true service.
真实的相爱一定带来甘心的服侍。
True love will bring about sincere service.
其实同样的，真实的侍奉本身也是敬拜。
And true worship by itself is also a worship.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们每一次来到神家，我们带着信心，我们来敬拜神。
So I hope that every time we come to God's house, we worship God in faith.
我们带着爱，我们在这里相交。
And we fellowship with love.
同样我们带着荣耀的盼望，我们在这里服侍，因为知道在主里的劳苦不是徒然的。
And we serve in glorious hope because we know that our labor in the Lord will not be in vain.
To worship, to fellowship, to serve. 弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们这一生都记得，我们每一次聚会来，这三个是最重要的事情。
Let's remember throughout our life that these are the three important things we do when we come to the house of God.
因为暑假我们是 every other week, 每隔一个礼拜我们会中英文合并啊。
During the summer, we will have combined meeting every other week.
所以我的信息就必须每隔一个礼拜换一个主题。对中文组我们讲这个亲爱众圣徒。
So every other week, I have to change the topic.For the Chinese congregation, I speak on, love for all the saints.
然后我们合在一起的时候，我们就讲属灵的传承。
And whenever we have combined meeting, we talk about passing on the spiritual inheritance.
我们很简单的复习上一次当我们讲到传承的时候。
Let's review briefly. Last time when we talk about, passing on the inheritance.
我们一直用接力赛跑做一个比喻。
We use a relay race as an example.
接力赛跑要跑得好，你第一个你接的要好，第二个跑的要好，第三个传的要好。
In order to run the race well, at the relay race, you have to pass well and receive well and then run well.
你任何一个环节断掉了，你这个赛跑是不能成功的。
Any link is broken and this race will fail.
我上次讲过，例如说你接的不是他的棒子，你觉得他的这个手表很漂亮，把他手表拿过来，然后你继续跑，没有用的。
If youDid not get the baton, but the watch of the other runner, and it's all useless.
然后我们自己本身也要竭力跑哈。保罗是说我是竭力跑。
We also have to run with our best.
所以他当跑的路，他说我跑尽了。
That's why Paul can say that the race I have run, the good race I have run.
就是因为到底有神量给我们的路，我们有没有真正跑在其上？而有一天我们能说跑尽了呢
？Are we really running on the race that God wants us to do, so that we can finally say that we have run a good race?
第三件事情，我们要传得好啊。
The third thing is that we have to pass it well.
你要把真正神给我们的，真正能够传下去。
We have to pass down what God has given us.
中国父母亲只是想把产业传给孩子。
Chinese parents only want to pass down the wealth.
或者把这个学问传给孩子。
Or a good education.
但是弟兄姊妹，有更重要的东西我们要传给下一代。
So there are more important things that we need to pass down to the next generation.
不光是对孩子们是这样子的传，教会的侍奉、教会的见证也都是这样传下去的。
Not only that we need to pass down to our children, but we also need to pass down to others in our services.
所以接得好、跑得好、传得要好。
So I had to receive well, pass it well, and run well.
这个礼拜我们办公室收到一封信啊。
This week, church office received a letter.
写信的人他告诉我们，他是在中国大西北一个很落后、很偏远的一个小县里面。
It's from someone from a very remote village, country in China.
我相信写信的这位主内肢体，他是一个非常心细的一个人。
I'm sure this Christian who wrote the letter is very It's very sensitive and detailed.
对，他写信来，因为这个知道我们在美国，所以他把他的信呢，我猜是透过网络翻译软体把它翻成英文了。
So this person is very sensitive and considerate. So he or she used the online translator to translate the letter into English.
而且他先把英文放前面，中文放后面。
So he put English first and then Chinese.
所以我在那里刚开始读英文的时候，我怎么读都读不懂。
I tried to read the English letter, just couldn't understand.
像一开始他讲到各位牧长，他写成这个 livestock owner 哈，这个畜跟这个畜生的主人。
So, the greeting was supposed to be dear pastors, and then the translator translated into livestock owners.
然后主内平安，他写 man with safe， 主要 main street 的 man 啊 ，man with safe 叫主内平安，我怎么读都读不懂。
And then peace in the Lord was translated into man
with safe
with safe.
那其他不要讲了，他就想参加我们香柏木，他说我们这些书信的人可不可以参加？那个书信呢，他翻成 the beginning of the letter.
And then he wants to ask if new believers can attend Cedar Training Center, and got translated into
the beginning of letter.
The beginning of letters.
信的开始啊。
The beginning of letters.
那就这个传的一塌糊涂哈，这个翻译器真的不能用。
So don't use the online translators. It doesn't work.
那弟兄姊妹，传要传得好哈，我们不知道传什么东西给下一代。
So we need to know what we pass on to the next generation.
就上次我们讲到属灵传承的时候，我们特别把三把椅子摆在这里。
So last time we show you the three chairs.
我们用四世纪第二章讲到约书亚还在的时候，百姓们侍奉神，这是第一代。
We use the Joshua chapter Judges chapter 2 to describe when Joshua and all the elders were there, people served God.
他们是第一手认识神，第一手亲身经历过神大能的作为。
Because they have known God face to face, first hand, and they experienced God's great work.
他们因着这个认识，他们整个人生是奉献给神的，他们有 commitment.
Because of this knowledge, they totally committed themselves to God.
所以他整个生活的秩序，神永远居首位。他讲到的时候就说，至于我和我的家，必定侍奉耶和华。
So in their priority, God is always the first place. Joshua was able to say, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
他的顺序是 God and me， 神永远居首位。
That's his priority, God then me.
而约书亚在这个死掉以后
，And after Joshua passed away，
那些这个长老还活着的时候，这是第二代了。
When the elders were still alive, those are the second generation.
百姓们还是侍奉神，外面仍然好像侍奉神。
People were still serving God.
但是弟兄姊妹，他们不再是真正的 knew God， 他们是 knew about God.
But they did not know God, but only knew about God.
他们缺少自己第一手那么真实的认识神，他们是听来的，他们是传来的。
So they lack first-hand knowledge of God. They only heard about God.
所以他们的生活里面有很多的 compromise， 很多的妥协。
Therefore, they have a lot of compromises in their life.
上次我们已经讲过了哈，现在绝大多数的基督徒很不小心都是活在妥协的里面。
So as we said last time, majority of Christians live in a compromised life.
我们把工作、把家庭、把孩子、把我们自己的健康、把很多的东西摆在主的前面。
We place many things like our jobs, family, our health before God.
所以我们生活的次序是 me， 我先。然后行有余力，我来侍奉神，我来爱神。
So our priority of life is me first, and then if I have any spare time or spare energy, then I will serve and love God.
这叫做 me and God.
So that is me and then God.
到了第三代，他们根本就是 didn't know God.
And then the third, when it comes to the third generation, they did not know God.
所以四世纪第二章讲的这么让人难过，因为等到后来的四代到第三代起来的时候。
So in Judges chapter 2 says when the third generation arrived.
他说他们不知道神，也不知道神在以色列人中间所做的事。
The Bible says they did not know God or God's work among the Israelites.
所以他们落到 confusion， 他们就失迷了，他们根本就转去拜别的神。
They fell into confusion, they turned away and served other gods.
弟兄姊妹啊，如果就像刚才这个信一样，因为没有真的好好的传。
Just like the translator letter, it was not passed on well.
人家明明是那么尊重的讲各位牧长，讲成畜生的主人。
It was
骂人的话。
The greeting was very respectful, dear pastors, but it got translated into the owners of livestock.
他们已经转手了好几手，他们对神没有第一手的认识，他们不可能站立在神的面前的。
When the message got passed on several times, it lost the original meaning and they did not know God.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们一定要接得好，跑得好，传得好。
So we have to receive well, pass it well, and run well.
今天我们要来到一个非常重要的题目，弟兄姊妹。
And today we come to a very important message.
讲到我们的意向和使命。
That our vision and mission.
弟兄姊妹，我不是光只是讲到我们 SVCA 这个教会的意向和使命。
We are not just talking about the vision of SVCA, our church.
我们今天要讲到我们在地上存在是所有教会存在的一个最重要的意义和目的。
We're talking about the meaning and significance of the existence of church on earth.
这个东西如果没有传下去的话，
If this is not passed down,
弟兄姊妹，我不知道我们拿什么东西传给我们的下一代。
And I don't know what we can leave to our generation, to our children.
在我讲下去之前，我想问大家一下，你们看到我带了一个盒子啊？
Before I start, I want to ask you. So you see this box?
你们知不知道盒子里面是什么东西？
You know what's in the box?
年轻孩子可能会讲 Who cares?
You might say Who cares?
谁在乎你里面装什么跟我有什么关系
Who cares what you have in the box? What's that to me?
那在我讲下去以前如果我告诉你你如果猜到的话我送给你
Okay, if you guess it right, you have it
跟你有关
So it's something to do with you
那我们今天要讲意向你会讲 Who cares?
So today if we talk about vision, you would say Who cares?
谁在乎意向是什么
Who cares about the vision?
但是我告诉你哈，你如果真认识意向的话，它带给你的祝福，这个千亿倍超过我里面的东西。
But let me tell you, if you really know the vision, it will benefit you millions times more than this box.
那第二个我问你，好吧，那你说猜到要给你，有没有人要猜的
So anyone who wants to guess?
没有啊。
No one volunteers?
因为很难，不是还有没有？
就
让你们三个人猜，还有没有
？Three.
iPad 呢
？iPad.
对不起哈，这个红杰叔叔没那么有钱。
Sorry.
是人存猜的。好吧，我当你叔叔一次也没关系。第三个啊 ，Candy 啊，你们三个都没猜到了哈。那因为很难，对不对
？Yeah, hard to guess. How do I know?
因为你关在里面嘛。
It's all enclosed.
看不到嘛。
Can't see.
我告诉你，里面是一个 gift card.
It's a gift card.
啊、wow. ，我不打开以前，太多东西，你想我怎么可能知道
？Before I tell you the many possibilities, you will say, "How can I know?"
那弟兄姊妹，以弗所书第三章告诉我们说，神创造世界以前，历世历代以来，隐藏在神里面有一个奥秘，有一个秘密，他从来没有让人知道。
Ephesians chapter 3 tells us that there's a mystery that God has hidden throughout the generations. He has never let anyone know.
到耶稣来了，到保罗兴起来了，神把他心中的秘密告诉我们了。
And after Jesus came and after Paul was raised up, God revealed his heart to us.
这一件事情对我们每一个人都太重要了，这叫做意向。
And it is ultimately important to every one of us, and that is our vision.
什么叫意向？英文翻译做 vision。
So what is the vision?
这个我们可能想到就是眼睛看到的东西、啊、
We can probably guess it's something we can see with our eyes.
所以很多人说 vision 就是他看见一个穿白衣服的人怎么样怎么样。
So many people would say, oh, I saw a vision with a man in a white robe.
弟兄姊妹，圣经里面讲到一些的意象，的确是有一些 supernatural 的一些的特殊的景象，或是关于未来的预言。
Yes, a vision in the Bible sometimes can be something that you see, and then it's a prophecy for the future.
那世界上的人，很多人也用 vision 这个字，公司也会讲到他的 vision， 讲到事业的远景、前景，对不对
？In the secular world, corporates also use this term vision to describe their future goals.
啊，或是我们人生的 vision， 我人生的意向是什么
？Or our life vision.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天早上我要讲的是比较狭窄的一个定义，就是圣经里面。最重要要告诉我们的意向到底是什么
But this morning I want to narrow it down to what the Bible tells us
这个东西当你真看见的时候它就是我们的
If we truly see and it will become ours
就像刘东坤牧师说的你圣经你读进去了它就是你的了
Like Pastor Liu says if you read the Bible well then it becomes yours
你没有读进去圣经是圣经你是你你没被改变你得不到祝福
If you don't receive the words in then you are you and Bible is Bible then you won't benefit from it
意向也是这样
And the same with vision.
当你真看见异象的时候，异象要大大的祝福我们，要改变我们的啊。
We truly see a vision. This vision will greatly change us and benefit us.
所以我把我对圣经的了解，我对异象的定义写在这边。什么叫做异象？
So this is my interpretation and understanding of vision.
这个异象，如果我们真看见它的时候
，If we truly see the vision,
它会吸引我们。
It will draw us closer.
我这个 gift card 可能没有不够吸引你们哈。
Maybe my gift card is not attractive enough because you might.You might hope it's an iPod.
那神给我们预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心未曾想过的，好不好？
But yet, what God has prepared for us is something that eyes have never seen, and the ears never heard, and the minds never conceived. Isn't that wonderful?
真看见的时候，
if we truly see it,
它吸引我们，
it will draw us.
它不光吸引我们，
not only draw us,
它控制我们整个的生活、言行和侍奉。
It will control our life, our walk, and our service.
你知道吗？我为了用"控制"这个字，我犹豫很久，我还是决定用"控制"啊。
I really hesitated if I should use the word control.
因为这个字用的最够味道。
Because this is really a fit.
你可以说用管理。
You may say it will manage.
啊，或是影响。
Or it will influence or impact.
但是都不够位。
But that's not strong enough.
啊，我们那天有一个姊妹说到，她这个吃辣椒没有人比得过她，哈，要那样子辣才够位。
And then one day a sister boasted that she likes spicy food, has to be very spicy.
异象真抓住我们的时候
，If the vision truly let hold of us,
它不是不痛不痒的。
It's not something indifferent.
那种老李家不冷不热的基督徒，都是因为异象在我们的身上不够强。
Lukewarm Christians in the Church of Laodicea is because visions were not strong enough.
我们真看见异象，它吸引我们，它控制我们的心啊。
If we truly see a vision, it will lay hold of our life.
它控制我们整个的生活、言行和侍奉。
And it will control our life, our walk, and our service.
那么你会说，那到底异象是什么？告诉我，你盒子里面
到底是什么？ So you might say, okay, tell me, what is this vision?
那等一下哈，我现在把异象的定义讲完。
Wait until I finish the definition of vision.
圣经上说，人如果没有异象，就放肆啊。百姓如果没有异象，他就放肆。
The Bible says, a man without a vision, they will live a loose life.
他 cast off restraints, 他把所有的这个约束束缚都丢掉了，他要干嘛就干嘛。
They will cast off all constraints. They will do whatever they desire.
那有的翻译叫做 perish 啊，如果 people without vision.这个 people 就会 perish， 就会灭亡的。
Some translation says people will perish without a vision.
所以不光在消极方面，一个人没有意向，他会混乱，他会放肆，他甚至会灭亡。
So passively, a person without a vision might perish or live a very loose life without constraint.
而积极方面，你认识意向，意向要吸引我们，意向要大大的改变我们的生活。
But more positively, if you know a vision will draw us and will change us greatly.
好，那么什么叫意向？
So what is a vision?
意向就是。圣灵把神永远的旨意向我们开启。
Vision is God's eternal will revealed to us by the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，就像我刚刚把盒子打开来说是 gift card 的时候，你们说哦。
Just like when I open up the box and you guys say, "Oh, it's a gift card."
你看到了。
Now you see it.
你终于看到了。
You finally see it.
它原来在里面的。
It was inside the box.
你不知道它是什么。
You did not know what it was.
但是弟兄姊妹，当它被打开来的时候
，When the box was opened,
我们看见了。
We finally saw it.
啊，但弟兄姊妹，意象我们不光只是知道它是什么。
So not only that, we have to know what it is.
意象是活的。
A vision is a living thing.
意象是一个生命。
It's a life.
它会继续成长。
It will continue to grow.
而且它会整个的吸引我们，控制我们的。
It will continue to draw us and to control us.
而且意象能够让我们神儿女们有一个最强最强的一个联合力，把我们连在一起。
A vision has the strongest power to glue us together.
我跟你讲，我们正好最近讲彼此相爱。
Now we talk about love one another.
我们可以用很多的方法说要彼此相爱，要关怀。
Yes, we can try many ways to love one another, to practice love.
真正能够让我们有最深的合一哈和相爱，其实是同一个意象。
But the one thing that can really bring us into oneness and unity is a vision.
它可以让我们跨过所有语言、文化、背景、兴趣、观念、任何东西的不同，而让我们在主里面成为一个。
It will help us to overcome all barriers of cultural differences and languages differences, all kinds of differences,
你看光光
一个语言, so that we can become one.
啊，你看光光一个语言哈，你看我们年轻的孩子们就觉得跟啊这些年长的父母亲或讲中文的人啊不太容易有深的交通，对不对？
Let's just look at one barrier, language barrier, that can cause miscommunication between generations and people with different languages.
喜欢打篮球的跟喜欢打排球的又会有一点不一样大家就聚在一起了。
People who like to play basketball have some difference from people who like to play volleyball.
喜欢吃辣椒的跟不喜欢吃辣椒的又会分开来。
People who love spicy food and those who don't.
弟兄姊妹，这个很多的东西都会成为我们中间分的 barrier。
Many things can become barriers for us to separate.
可是当我们真有同一个意向的时候，它立刻可以把我们越过所有的不同，而紧紧的把我们连在一起。
But if we truly have vision, it will help us to overcome all these barriers and glue us together.
而最后一个真正的意向，它一定会在我们里面产生不妥协的使命感。
A true vision will give us a sense of mission that cannot compromise.
今天很多时候我们的服事里面不太容易有使命感。
Oftentimes we serve without a sense of mission.
我每一次讲意向跟使命的时候，我很喜欢举一个例子，那听过的请你们原谅我。
I always like to give an example and forgive me if you have heard it before.
我们很多新的年轻人，新得旧的，新来的。
I say it again for the sake of newcomers or new believers.
巴黎铁塔在盖的时候，有一个观光客经过那里，他问了其中三个工人。
When the Eiffel Tower was built in the city of Paris, a tourist asked some construction workers.
他说你在这里干什么？
The tourist asked, what are you doing here?
第一个人耸耸肩，他说混口饭吃。
The first one just shrugged and says, I'm just trying to make a living.
我需要养家糊口，我非得工作不可。
I need to support my family, I have to work.
那他就问第二个人。
And so he asked the second construction worker.
第二个人就满脸很高兴，他说我正在做我很喜欢做的工作。
And then this person, his face just lifted up and says, I'm doing something I really enjoy.
他可能是个 handyman, 他很喜欢做这些事情，他就很 enjoy, 很享受他的工作。
He was a handyman, so he really enjoyed this kind of work.
他碰到第三个人的时候，他说你在这里干什么？
And then he asked the third construction worker, what are you doing here?
这个人眼睛睁了更大，更高兴地告诉他说，难道你不知道吗？
And then the third one was really excited and says, don't you know?
他说我们正在盖巴黎的地标，好 ，landmark 是法国的骄傲，我们盖一个铁塔。
So we're building the landmark of Paris, the pride of France. Don't you know the Eiffel Tower?
这三个人。
So all these three people.
你说哪一个人是带着真正的 passion 跟使命感在做事情
？Which one was working with passion and sense of mission?
那弟兄姊妹，这个例子里面，其实你可以把它用到我们每一个人在座的每一个人你目前的生活。
And this example can be applied to everyone.Life here.
就不是盖铁塔了哈。你有时候你是学生。
We might not be building a tower, but then we might be students.
我问你，你在干嘛
？So let me ask you, what are you doing?
Homework, homework, homework.
Homework, homework, homework.
A boring homework.
无聊的家庭作业。
就是无聊的家庭作业哈，真的太多了。
Too much of it.
你这个家庭也是，你问他在干什么？
You might ask people in the family, what are you doing here?
做饭做饭做饭，一天三顿。
And then the housewife may say, so boring, just cook, cook, cook.
或是你碰到一个很喜欢做菜的，他说我正在做菜，我正在研究这个蚂蚁上树。
And then a housewife that likes to cook might be saying, oh, I enjoy cooking, and I'm learning a new dish.
对不起，我实在不应该举做菜的例子，因为我是外行人。
I myself is not an expert in cooking anyway.
但是你可能碰到另外一个人，他就不一样啊，他爱这个家，他就觉得他整个心都在这个家里面。
And then another housewife might be different if her whole heart and love is for this family.
工作也是一样。
Same with work.
你在这里干嘛？
What are you doing here?
混饭吃。
Or just trying to make a living.
人在江湖，身不由己，我必须做。
There's no other way out. I have to do it anyway.
我很喜欢做我的工作。
Or might say, I really enjoy my work.
还是你带着一个使命感在做这件事情。
But if you work with a sense of mission.
侍奉上更是这样。
And then the same with our services at church.
你当儿童班的主日学老师。
You might be teaching children's Sunday school.
人家问你在干嘛。
People ask you, what are you doing here?
文涛把我拉来的，我只好来了。
I got dragged here by Brother Andrew Pan.
或者我在教小孩，小孩好可爱。
Or I'm teaching children, they're really cute.
其他服事我不会，教孩子我还会。
This is the only service I know how, so I'm doing here.
你可能碰到一个人，你一想说你在干嘛的时候，他可能眼泪都下来了，他觉得他在这里做一件伟大的事情。
Then you might come to someone who was there with passion, with tears in their eyes, and said, "Doing something very great."
他对孩子这么有负担，希望他小的时候就被塑造出像主的性格，就建立起跟主的关系来。
This person may have burden for children and want to build up.Christ-like characters in children.
所以马克吐温说，一个人有 passion 跟没有 passion， 有热忱跟没有热忱，跟萤火虫跟闪电的光是一样的。好，这个 contrast.
The famous writer Mark Twain says the difference between a person with passion and without passion is just like the difference between a firebird and then the lightning.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们到底在侍奉上有没有意向，有没有使命，带出来的结果真的是很不一样。
So the and then the end result and consequences can be drastically different.
真实的意向在我们里面产生不妥协的使命感。
True vision will bring about uncompromised sense of mission.
例如说我们在侍奉里面，如果我们真看见无论做什么，像保罗说的，要从心里做，像是给主做的，因为我们乃是侍奉主基督。
If whenever we serve, you can serve like what Paul says, we do whatever for the Lord, and then because we're serving the living God.
我们真看见这个的时候，就带着使命感了。
If we truly see that, we will have the sense of mission.
做招待需要使命感。
It needs a sense of mission to be an usher.
讲道需要使命感。
To be a preacher.
扫厕所需要使命感。
To clean up bathroom.
带儿童需要使命感，每一件事情都要使命感。
To teach children, everything needs a vision.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个真实的意向会在我们里面产生使命的。
And this true vision will bring about sense of mission.
好，那我们现在来看看这个意向的中心到底指的是什么。
Then we'll see what's the center of this vision.
刚才我们讲到意向是圣灵把神永远的旨意向我们打开来。
Vision is God's eternal will revealed to us by the Holy Spirit.
让我们知道神心中里面神真正要的神的旨意到底是什么。
So we get to know God's heart and what He really wants.
弟兄姊妹，你如果读整本新约的圣经，你从旧约其实一路读下来。
Throughout the entire Bible.
旧约是借着祭司的国度来表达同样的概念。
In the Old Testament, God try to pass this message with the kingdom of priests.
新约是用荣耀的教会来表达这个概念。
And in the New Testament, God used a glorious church to send this message.
神整个旨意的中心在基督和教会的身上。
The center of God's will is Christ and church.
讲基督和教会好像是两个不一样的，其实是一个。
The Christ and church might sound like two different entities. Actually, they are one.
因为基督救赎的教会跟教会完全合一。
Because Christ saved the church and completely united with the church.
所以基督和教会，我说到是整个我说的狭义的意象，它的中心讲到基督和教会。
So Christ and the church is the center of the vision. I narrowed down.
如果大家有兴趣，可以去听我们曾经在中国讲的一系列大概十几个小时。关于这个题目
If you're interested, you can listen to the messages we share in China on this.
我在剩下的二十多分钟里面，我只能讲中间精华的精华。
For the remaining 20 some minutes, I can only share with you the summary and essence.
弟兄姊妹，神整个旨意的中心集中在基督的身上。
The center of God's eternal will is on Christ and church.
我们要读一节的圣经哈，哥罗西书第一章，我们可能要找前面一节来读起。我们先照着这个纲要上好了，17节到19节。
So we will read Colossians chapter 1 verses 17 to 19.
在17节之前呢 ,16 节提到万有都是靠他造的又是为他造的。
Before verse 17, it says all was created for him and by him.
整个万有包不包括在座的我们啊
?All, everything, including us.
包括哈
Does it include us?
所以整个万有被造是为着他造的也是靠着他造的
So all things were created by him and for him
然后17节到19节我们一起来读
And then verses 17 to 19 Let's read together
他在万有之先万有也靠他而立他也是教会全体之首他是原始是从死里首先复生的使他可以在凡事上居首位因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住好你一直读下去这段圣经太重要了
This passage is so important
它是把整个宇宙万有被创造的意义目的前途全部讲给我们听
It tells us the meaning and the significance and the purpose of creation of all things.
地上的哲学家一直在解决一个问题，就是人为什么要活着。
Philosophers in this world all try to solve one question: Why do men exist?
我也决定相信我们在座的人，到我们目前这把年纪哈，最年轻的十几岁也应该想过，我到底为什么活这一趟。
I'm sure all of us for some time probably have thought of this: Why do I live?
不管你的答案是什么。
No matter what your answer is.
如果不是跟基督发生关系，我跟你说，你的答案绝对不正确。
If it's not related to Christ, I assure you, your answer is not correct.
因为整个万有被造就是为他造的，也是借着他造的。
Because everything was created for him and by him.
你可以说我人生的目标是这个。
You may say, this is my life purpose.
你觉得我活着的目的是这个。
Or I live for that goal.
不管你的答案是什么。
Whatever your answer was.
不管你写的这个哲学得到诺贝尔奖也好。
Even if you got a Nobel Prize for your philosophy,
只要没有跟基督发生关系，我跟你说，你的答案是错的。
If it's not related to Christ, I assure you, your answer is wrong.
启示录第五章讲到这个坐宝座的右手拿了一卷书卷，盖了七个印。
In the book of Revelation chapter 5, it says that the one who's on the throne hold a scroll with a seven seals.
约翰看见说。居然天底下天上的地上地底下没有一个人配得展开这个书卷。
And Apostle John saw it, and then it was that no one in heaven, on earth, and under the earth was worthy to open the scroll.
整个宇宙受造的意义，未来的前途到底是什么？没有一个人有资格打开来，没有人知道的。
No one was worthy to open up the scroll to find out the meaning of the creation of the world and the future of the creation.
圣经上告诉我们说，约翰看见他就大哭啊，他想到人类失明。
So when John saw it, he just wept and wept, thinking the whole mankind was lost.
没有人知道万有的目的。前途到底是什么
？No one knew the purpose and the future of all creation.
但是感谢主，他底下就看见犹大的狮子、被杀的羔羊到神的面前把书卷展开来了。
But then afterwards, we praise the Lord that the lion from the tribe of Judah was worthy, and then he opened up the scroll.
当他一打开来的时候，四活物、二十四长老全部趴在地上，口唱新歌赞美，因为宇宙受造的意义、前途都在基督里被显明出来。
Then after he opened up the scroll, all the elders and the four living creatures all prostrate and worship God because the purpose and the future of all creation was revealed.
弟兄姊妹，不光万有的中心是耶稣。
Not only that, all the center of all creation was Jesus.
神整个旨意的中心计划都在耶稣的身上。
And God's eternal will and purpose all was on Jesus Christ.
所以我们上次说，如果我们跟基督发生关系的都是大事。
So anything that has to do with Christ is a great matter.
跟基督没有关系的事情，在神的眼中，通通都是小事。
Anything that has nothing to do with Jesus is a small matter in God's eyes.
Christ must be the center of our life.
基督必须是我们生活的中心。
弟兄姊妹，不管你是学生，你是职业，你是家庭，你是侍奉，你任何的生活，基督必须是中心，必须居首位。
In all areas of your life, whether your career, your family life, and everything, Christ has to be the center.
不然我们就白白受造，白活一趟。
Otherwise, we were created and live in vain.
我想我们很多人都用过笔哈。
We all have used a pens before.
你有没有用过新买来的笔就已经写不出来了？
Have you tried some new pen and I just couldn't write?
有吗哈？或者笔不小心掉到地上？以前人告诉我说，在球鞋底下画一画就可以写出来。
And then some people tell us that if you drop your pen and just write on the sole of your sneakers, and then it will help the pen.
我怎么画都还是写不出来，然后它就是坏掉了。
And sometimes it just wouldn't work.
这个笔被造的时候，明明是为了写字的。
This pen was created to write.
当它不能写的时候，我只好丢掉它。
When it cannot write, it has to be tossed away.
灯泡被造就是为了发光的。
Light bulbs was created to shine.
才买的灯泡装上去它不亮，我只好丢掉它，我不会留在它那里。
If the light bulb doesn't shine, I have to throw it away. I wouldn't keep it.
我们是为了基督被造的。
And we were created for Christ.
你我的生活里面如果跟基督没有关，根本不能存在的，神不要。
If Christ has nothing to do with our life, then we exist in vain. God doesn't want us.
基督必须是中心的。
Christ has to be the center of our life.
基督必须居首位。
Christ has to be the first place.
这是第一件事情。
And this is the first thing.
第二件事情，圣经告诉我们，我们现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Second thing, that we no longer live, but Christ lives in us.
不管我们整个人生的中心是基督，连我们的生命必须是基督。
Not only that, the center of our life is Christ. He has to live.
我们的源头必须从主来，在神的面前才能活出神要的生活。
The origin of our life, our living has to be Christ.
不然我们就白活了。
Otherwise, we lived in vain.
刚刚我们讲的是，我们如果不照着神的旨意中心来活着，我们就白被造了，白造了。
We were just saying that if we do not live according to God's will, we were created in vain.
如果我们不是在基督里面活的话，我们就白活了。
And if we do not remain living in Christ, we live in vain.
这个不是我说的。
I didn't say this.
约翰 在写约翰一书的时候，他说：“人有神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就怎么样？没有生命。”
In the book of 1 John, Apostle John says, "Anyone who has the Son of God has life. Anyone who does not have the Son of God does not have life."
你说我活得好好的。
You may say, "I'm quite well. I live okay."
你看我还可以跳啊。
My life is okay. I can jump.
你看我还可以拍手啊。
I can clap.
你看我还会打瞌睡啊。
And I can fall asleep.
弟兄姊妹，你。暗明是活的，其实在神眼中是死的。
Yes, you may outwardly you appear to be alive, but then in God's eyes you are dead.
因为圣经上明说，人有神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子没有生命。
Because the Bible clearly says, anyone who has the Son of God has life. Anyone who does not have Son of God does not have life.
很多时候假花比真花还漂亮。
Sometimes artificial flowers may appear to be more beautiful than real ones.
那些假香蕉多新鲜呢。
Look at those artificial bananas, they look so fresh.
很多假水果都非常非常的漂亮。
And artificial fruits, they look beautiful.
弟兄姊妹，但是如果你没有基督的生命，在神的眼中就是死的，就是白活一趟。
But yet, without the life of Christ within us, in God's eyes, we are dead. We live our life in vain.
有时我们带着孩子们出去休息度假的时候。
Once we were on vacation, our family vacation.
那天于师母也做得很好吃，然后又很好喝的哈。然后就听见我儿子讲说：“爸爸妈妈，这才叫做 life。”
And then my wife cooked a very delicious meal. And then my son says, "Mom and Dad, this is called life."
This is so called life. 他就觉得这叫做人生。
And that is so called life.
弟兄姊妹，那跟基督那差远了哈。
Very far away from Christ.
弟兄姊妹，没有基督哈，我们真的白活了了。
Without Christ, we live in vain.
圣经告诉我们说，神在基督耶稣里面把天上各样属灵的福气都赐给我们了。
The Bible says God has given to us all heavenly blessings in Jesus Christ.
而且神本性哈，神的性情，神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的在基督里，而我们在他里面得着了这一切丰富。
And all the fullness of godly nature are in bodily forms in Christ Jesus, and we obtained it in Christ.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们的生活如果不是在基督里活着。哎呀，你知道，你生活其实本身已经很辛苦了。
If we do not live our life in Christ, our life could be pretty hard.
不会有真正的平安和喜乐，因为这些东西，这个从外面得到的都是暂时的。
We will not have true joy and peace because everything we receive outwardly are only temporary.
只有不再是我乃是基督的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们能够过得胜的生活。
But if we live a life that's the reality of no longer I but Christ,
我们才能够了
解 then we live a victorious life.
这叫做 life.
And then we will say, "This is life."
哎呀，我们才知道人活得这么可以这么喜乐的。
We realize we can live such a joyful life.
人可以在这样子的风暴里面，我们依旧平安的。
We can enjoy peace in such storms.
一样有苦难，在主里面我们得着平安。
Yes, we may go through tribulations, but we will have peace in Christ.
如果没有的话，真是白活的哈。
Without it, we live in vain.
第三个。
Third.
哥罗西书三章十一节告诉我们，唯有基督是一切，又住在一切之内。
Colossians chapter 3 says,
Christ
is all and in all.
真正的
Christ has nothing to do with our life. There's no true meaning for our life.
我们可以对这个世界、对国家、对周围的人有价值，因为你可能发明了新东西，你可能。改良了社会，有很多很好的祝福。我不是说这些都不好哈。
We might be very valuable to our community, to the nation, if we have made contributions.
但是就得永恒来说。
But in terms of eternity.
就得能不能将来带到永世里面去来说。
In terms of eternity, whether we can bring all this to eternity.
如果我们的今生所有所做所行跟所得着的跟基督没有关系的话。
If everything we do, everything we got has nothing to do with Jesus.
哥林多前书第三章说，有一天有火要被发现。
First Corinthians chapter 3 says, one day there will be consuming fire.
请大家记得哈，有一天 fire 要临到我们每一个人。
Remember, one day fire will come upon us.
不是烧你这个人，是来试验我们这一生的工程。
It's not to burn you, but to test our work.
换句话说，就是我们整个人生的果效，当你带去见神的时候。
In other words, when we go to meet God, we will bring about all the works.
神怎么决定我们的结局呢？就是把它放到火里面去。
Then how would God determine our destiny by?
有人用金银宝石建造，有人用草木和谐建造。
Some may build with the silvers and gold, some may build with the wood and hay.
弄草木和谐的，它经过火就全被烧光了。
Wood, hay, and stubbles, they get burned out and consumed by fire.
他仅此得救而已。
And this person is barely saved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我希望我们那天没有这么大的懊悔和遗憾。
I hope that we will not encounter such great regret that day.
今天基督是一切。
Today, Christ is all.
又在一切之内。
And in all.
所有我们的遭遇里面，我们都可以得着基督来经历它。
We can experience and obtain Christ in everything we go through.
我们真的可以借着每一个环境里面，我们来得着它。
In all circumstances, we may let hold of Christ.
不然我们连夜去见主的时候，才发现，哎呀，这一生白过了。
So that we will not regret on the day we meet Christ.
这一生白忙了。
We may not say, oh, we have wasted our life.
就像我那时候。做数学功课做得这么好，结果老师给我零分，因为他那天说的那几题是不要做的，我以为要做的。
Like what happened to me, I turned in a very well done math homework and I got 0%. This is because I did all the problems wrong. I picked the wrong problems to work on.
但老师说你每一题答案都是 perfect, 全对，只是那不是我要的。
The teacher says, yes, you got answers right for the ones you worked on, but I did not ask you to work on these problems.
因为这几题是不要做的。
These are the ones that you should skip.
但是我听错了。
But I heard it wrong.
我领会错了。
And I understood it
wrong. 我花的功夫是真的。
Yes, I toiled and labored.
我做出来的结果是好的。
And then my answers were right.
他也要夸奖我做的是好的，但是他不能给我分数。
He praised me for my work, but he could not give me a score.
因为我没有照规则。
Because I did not follow the rule.
对不对？
Is that right?
就跟你赛跑一样。
Like when you were running a race.
你虽然最后你第一个跑进来，你好像是第一名。
You might be the first one to go through the finish line.
但是裁判说你不算，因为起跑的时候你的脚已经跨过白线。
But the umpire might say, oh, this doesn't count because when you first started, you already crossed the starting line. You did not follow the rule.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在数天的这个讲永恒的事情，你要 follow God's rule。
So when we talk about eternity, we have to follow God's rule.
你必须让你的生活跟神发跟基督发生关系的。
Your life has to do with Christ.
不管你人生的遭遇是什么。
No matter what you go through in life.
只要有基督。
So long as there's Christ.
就是永恒。
Then that is eternity.
不管你在做大事小事，只要跟基督发生关系，都是大事。
Whether you are working on something great or small, whenever there's Christ, that is a big matter. He is all.
And in all.
And in all.
弟兄姊妹，我就希望我们所有的世世代代能够传这个信息。
I hope that throughout the generations, we will pass on this message.
我们虽然是有困难、有需要、有痛苦来到神家。
Yes, we may come to God's house with trials, difficulties, and needs.
我们有救恩、有爱、有恩典，我们在这里胜过难处，这都是好的。
Yes, through salvation and love and grace, we overcome our trials. Yes, that is good.
但是我们不能掉最重要的东西。
But please do not omit the most important thing.
我们在这里传的时候，不是说信耶稣你就可以申请到绿卡，生不出孩子，信耶稣就会生男孩。
We're not passing a message saying that believing in Jesus, you will.Overcome your trials and you will receive a son.
这是我亲耳听见别人对别人传福音的时候讲的话。
So this is a gospel message I've heard with my own ears.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们要传的福音的中心。
And that is not the center message.
福音是讲到他的儿子耶稣基督。
The center message of the gospel is the Son of God.
Jesus only, Jesus ever.
Jesus only, Jesus ever.
我们整个人生受造的目的是为这个。
So we were created for this.
我们生命的源头，生命的这个。经历也都是基督。
And the origin of our life and our experiences is Christ.
而我们生活的意义和价值也都在基督。
And the value and significance of life is also Christ.
第二个，我们要讲到教会。
And then we talk about church.
我仍然说到哈，这些东西我只能很短的时间讲完。
Sorry, I can only go over this very briefly.
教会不是一个建筑。
Church is not a building.
教会不是叫基督徒聚会就是教会。
Not just simply a gathering of Christians.
因为这边圣经上告诉我们，教会是基督的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The Bible tells us that church is the body of Christ, the fullness of Him who fills everything.
这句话我们真明白了哈。
Do we really understand it?
弟兄姊妹，教会今天真的是要认罪悔改。
Today, church as a whole have to repent.
教会一定会被带到一个新的境界，不再这么软弱，这么糟糕了。
We truly understand that we will be elevated to a new level. We will no longer be so weak.
我们跟基督是同一个。
Because we are one with Christ.
不是只是同一条路，同一个前途而已。
We're not just walking on the same way with Christ, but we are one with Christ.
跟基督是 the very same life, 同一个生命里面的。
We share the very same life with Christ.
例如说，你们今天在 barbecue 的时候，在那里问说，等一下还有谁会来？
At the barbecue, I might ask, so who else is coming?
你们绝对不会讲说，等一下德雄的肚子会来。
You will not say, okay, the stomach of Brother Anthony will come.
对不起哈。
Sorry.
想到吃就要想到德雄才行。
When I talk about food, I think of Brother Anthony.
你绝对不会这样去形容一个人，说德雄的肚子会来。
You will not describe, say, someone's stomach will come today.
他那个来就是他来嘛，对不对
？When he comes as a whole person.
所以今天我们讲基督的身体的时候，跟基督是分不开来的。
So today, when we talk about the body of Christ, it's inseparable from the Christ.
教会是基督的身体，讲到我们跟主人完全的联合。
The church is the body of Christ. We're completely united with Christ.
教会是为了基督而被造的。
Church was created for Christ.
就像夏娃是从亚当取出肋骨造出来的。
Just like Eve was created out of the rib taken out of Adam.
在夏娃的身上只有一个成分，完全从亚当出来的。
There's only one element in the body of Eve.It comes from Adam.
就像教会一样，只有一个成分，就是基督，因为它是从基督造出来的。
Just like a church, there's only one element that is Christ, because it's made of Christ.
所有不是基督的，不要带到教会来。
Anything that is not of Christ, please do not bring that to church.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做教会。
And this is church.
教会只有一个性质。
There's only one nature at church.
教会只有一个生命，它跟基督是同一个的。
Only one life, that is the life of Christ.
所以当基督看见教会的时候，就跟亚当看见夏娃的时候说：“这是我骨中骨，肉中肉，因为从他出来的。”
So when Christ sees the church, just as Adam saw Eve, he would say, "This is the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh."
神造夏娃的时候，没有拿了肋骨再加。加一点别的什么东西造出来的，完全 purely from Adam.
When God created Eve, He did not add anything else to the rib of Adam. It was purely from Adam.
今天教会被造就是从基督出来的。
Today, church was made of Christ.
同样的，今天教会本身叫做被召出来的一般人。
And church was a group of people who are called out.
是为了基督被召出来的啊，弟兄姊妹。
They are called out.For Christ.
啊、你看马路上一大堆人，你到上海街头去看。
You go to Shanghai, you see millions of crowd.
你到台北街头去看，到香港街头去看，满街都是人。
Go to Taipei, go to Hong Kong, you see people all over the place.
啊，我们基督徒跟别人一样，两个眼睛，两个耳朵，一个鼻子，都是一样的。
We Christians look the same as everyone else, with two eyes, one nose, and everything.
看起来都一样。
We all look the same.
里面不一样。
But the inside,
里面是被烧出来的。
Because we're called out.
Ecclesia 被召出来的。
Ecclesia means to be called out.
因为我们跟世人太不一样了，我们是神的儿女，是君尊的祭司。
We're different from the rest of the world. We're children of God, the holy priest.
教会为基督被召，教会为基督被召。有一天教会要为着基督被提。
So church was created for Christ and was called out for Christ and one day will be raptured for Christ.
只有属于基督的能被带到永恒，带到天上的才能被提上去。
Only those who are of Christ can be captured, can be raptured up into heaven.
其他的神烧一烧都烧掉了，神震一震都震掉了，那不能震动的，能够赖火的，能够属天的，被带到永恒去了。
Anything other than Christ will be shaken off, will be burned up, and only anything that is of Christ can be raptured up to heaven.
所以我请求我们在座所有的弟兄姊妹，包括年轻的孩子们。
So I ask every one of us here, including the young people.
我们没有在这里要盖一个很华丽的教会或什么。
We're not here to build a great magnificent building.
我们也没有在这里要去组织一个什么特别的教会。
Or to organize something, some special church.
但是我们就是希望这个教会能够回到圣经，回到神永远的旨意上。
But we hope that this church will go back to the Bible, to God's Eternal will.
在教会里面的成分是基督。
That this church is made of Christ.
整个教会的中心，我们被召出来跟他联合，为他而活。
And then the center of our church is that we are called out and live for Him.
而且我们所有所行、所有的侍奉，希望都在他眼前 approved unto God.
So all our walk and our services will be approved unto God.
因为这是我们盼望的。
And that is our hope.
所以教会第一件事情被召出来。
So first thing after church being that church is called out.
哦，我们是为神而活的人。
So that we live for Christ.
然后神要用充满我们啊，主耶稣要充满我们。
And then Jesus will fill us.
他是那充满万有者所充满的。
He's the one who fills everything.
所以教会里面应该一个特点就是到处都是耶稣，充满了基督。
So one characteristic of a church is that you will see Christ everywhere.
你在那里带诗，让我遇见基督。
When you lead a song, you will people will meet Christ.
你在那里讲道，让我遇见耶稣。
When you preach, people will meet Christ.
你在那里当招待，我遇见耶稣。
When you are being an usher, people will meet Christ.
你在那里扫厕所，就让我感动，我遇见了耶稣。
When you are cleaning the bathroom, people will see Christ.
弟兄姊妹，教会里面是充满基督的地方。
So Christ is a place where everything is filled with Christ. Church is the place.
而以弗所书告诉我们，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音。对不起。对，以弗所书有牧师和教师，为的是要干什么？目的是什么？神为什么把这么多的恩赐赐给教会？
The book of Ephesians chapter 4 says, He himself gave some to apostles, some prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
为的什么？
What is the purpose?
成全圣徒，各尽其职，这是一个过程，这是一个做法，而目的是要建立基督的身体。
So for equipping the saints of the work of ministry, and that is the process, and the purpose is to build up the body of Christ.
教会不仅仅为着基督被造，被招出来，让基督充满我们。
So church is not only being created for Christ and being called out so that Christ can fill us.
而且教会被招、被造、被招出来是要被建立啊，被建立基督的身体。
And after church is being called out, it's to be built up.To be the Christ, the body of Christ.
怎么做呢？是借着成全圣徒。
And how to do it? Through equipping the saints.
所以今天不管在书店、在网络上、在各方面都有很多 equipping the saints 啊，就是怎么样子建立圣徒的这些课程、教材、神学院、培训中心。
There are many ministries, materials online and bookstores trying to equip saints.
弟兄姊妹，成全圣徒很重要。
It is very important to equip the saints.
但是不是只是为了让你独善其身，让你变得更好而已。
But the purpose is not just to make you better.
把你建造起来是要叫你各尽其职，站在该站的位置上，尽你的功用的。
After you being equipped so that you can stand on your position and serve.
而整个的目的是为了把基督的身体建立起来。
And the grand purpose is to build up the body of Christ.
我想请问大家一个问题啊。
May I ask you a question?
在美国本土有48个州，这是我们都知道的。
There are 48 states in the continent of US.
请问我们现在如果要画一个美国地图，而且包括各州。
So if we're gonna draw the U.S. map, including all the states.
我们找了48个人出来。
And we asked 48 people to work on the project.
你觉得每一个人自己去画一个州，然后把它合起来变成美国比较容易，还是他们一起先把美国画出来，然后在上面画各州，然后哪一个比较好
？So which plan, which approach is more feasible?To ask all 48 of them to draw a single state and then try to put them together, or after we draw a grand map of US and then have 48 of them work on the big map.
当然是先画整体嘛，对不对
？Of course, to have the big map first.
不然我画的话，可能把加州画这么大。
Otherwise, I might draw California this size.
然后他可能把 Massachusetts 也画得比加州还大。
And then someone might create a Massachusetts bigger than the size of California.
当你放在一起的时候，你就没有办法这个在对的这个比例上把它摆在一起的。
And then when you piece them together, the proportion might not be right.
所以很多人就光只追求自己的成长。
So many people just pursue their individual growth.
我只在乎我自己恩赐的发挥。
They only care about the exercise of their spiritual gifts.
我要这样子，我要那样子。
They want to do this, they want to do that.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要有一个整体的概念。
We need to have an overview.
神要得到的是一个 harmony, 一个协和，一个一的身体。
Because God wants to obtain a harmony, a unity, a body.
不是右手粗成这个样子，左手细的像竹竿一样。
God does not want a body with the right arm very thick and the left arm very thin.
不是麻州比加州还要大，那不对的。
That Massachusetts may appear bigger than California. That is not right.
神有他一定的次序的。
God has his order.
他有他一定的配搭。
And he has its
the body of Christ.
Balance. And that is the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，神把各样的恩赐赐给了教会。
So God has given all kinds of spiritual gifts to his church.
为了成全圣徒。
So that to
各尽其职来建立基督的身体啊。
To equip the saints for the work of ministry in order to build up the body of Christ.
教会要被基督所充满。
So the church has to be filled with Christ.
教会要被建立。
And be edified and built up.
教会需要长大成熟，满有基督长成的身量。
And the church has to grow up to the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ.
所以一个教会如果不被基督充满。
If the church is not being filled with Christ,
它就不可能流露基督。
And it cannot manifest Christ.
因为里面没有基督，你怎么流露基督呢？
Without Christ within, how can you manifest Christ?
就跟那个乡下人买了水龙头，回到乡下去插在墙上，水出不来。
Just like some ignorant man will buy a faucet and stick on the wall and try to and then expect water to flow out of the faucet.
你里面没有跟源头连，没有充满水，它怎么会有水呢？
If there's no water pipe connected to the reservoir, the water will not come.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要为教会祷告，为了我们的新得救的新来的下一代，我们要祷告。
We have to pray for church, pray for the new believers, pray for our next generation.
要让我们知道教会存在的意义。
So that we know the meaning of church.
全是为了耶稣。
It's all for Christ.
为他被造。
We were created for him.
也为他被召。
And that the church was created for him and called out for him. We're being filled with him.
而我们整个被建立是为了他。
And the purpose of our edification is for him.
而我们也需要长大成熟，满有基督长成的身量，把它给彰显出来。
And we need to grow into maturity to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ so that we may manifest Christ.
好，这弟兄姊妹，这是教会最重要的意义。
And that is the most significant meaning of church.
而我们的使命我没有空讲了。
Well, I have no time to go over our mission.
弟兄姊妹，我们教会只有一个成分。
There's only one element in our church.
就是基督。
That is Christ.
教会只有一个充满。
And only one that fills.
教会只有一个生命。
And only one life.
教会只有一个前途。
And only one future.
都跟基督发生关系。
Has all to do with Christ.
那都是我们离不开来的。
And then something we cannot do without.
那我们要在主的面前求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
当我们一棒一棒在这里传的时候。
So that we will pass down the Batons.
我们要接得好。
Let's receive it well.
我们要跑得好。
And run well.
我们要传得好。
And pass it well.
一句话。
With one word.
你从第一个人开始传。
If you pass from one person.
传了二三十个，你们可能玩过这个游戏。
One message and it goes through 20 or 30 people.
它都变样了。
It will all be distorted.
啊，我跟你讲说，加西亚昨天钓到了他这一生钓到的最大的鱼，大概十公分左右。
If I tell you, Joshua caught the biggest fish in his life, about 10 centimeters long.
传了二十个人以后。
And after 20 people.
哇，加西亚钓了一个破世界纪录的鱼啊。
And the message might become Joshua got a fish that break the record, the world record.
它一路上就在那里变质。
Because it keeps on changing.
当基督来到地上的时候。
When Christ comes back.
他用他的命买赎了教会。
When Jesus came to this world, he bought church with his life.
他借着使徒、借着先知、圣灵的启示建立了教会。
And through the revelation of apostles and prophets, he built up the church.
而整个圣经的核心、神永远的旨意讲到基督和教会。
And the center message of the Bible is the Christ and church.
在万下传的时候。
As it keeps on being passed.
一路上变，一路上变，一路上变。
The message might become distorted a little bit every time it passes.
出现的教会历史上。一千年以上所谓的黑暗时代。
Then a dark age, more than 1,000 years of dark age.
教会的中心坐在宝座上的不再是基督，变成教皇了。
The one who's sitting on the throne of church is no longer Christ, but the Pope.
能够叫人得救、叫人罪得赦免、给人带来安慰和盼望的，不再是基督的宝血，变成赎罪券了。
It is no longer the precious blood of Christ that will bring salvation and hope to people, but then the redemptive notes that was being sold by church. So everything was being distorted and changing.
弟兄姊妹，神借着宗教改革，借着历史历代教会的复兴，把我们带回到圣经里面来。
Through the revivals and church reformation, God finally brought us all back to the center of the Bible.
这么多宝贝的真理已经被前辈们用命用血为我们重新恢复了。
Many Christians ahead of us have preserved the truth of the Bible with their lives.
你看看才传了一两代、两三代，今天很多复兴都已经不见了。
But then after the Reformation, after two or three generations, a lot of revivals have disappeared.
这些真理已经没有人在传了。
Not many people are still speaking about these truths.
这些书已经没有人在读了。
And then people are not reading this kind of books anymore.
今天你走出门，对很多人讲到宾路易师母、讲莫安德烈、讲 Austin Sparks、讲这些人，他们不知道他们是谁。
If you ask Christians nowadays, they do not know about Penn Lewis, they do not know Austin Sparks, they do not know all these authors.
我们真的希望主怜悯我们，帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
回到圣经上最重要的事情。
Go back to what's the most important in the Bible.
圣灵把神永远的旨意向我们开启。
The Holy Spirit has revealed to us God's eternal will.
希望他吸引我们。
May it draw us. That it will control our life, our service, and our walk. Let's sing the song together before we end. Song 409.
We'll sing together first and fourth stanza.
Second, first and third. May the heaven be open to us.
主, 让我们看见这荣耀的意象,
that we see this glorious vision. To see the glorious church and the Christ and His church. May this glorious vision greatly draw us. That all of our life will run toward you.
Oh, 让这个意象在我们里面产生不妥协的使命感,
and that this vision will bring about uncompromised sense of mission.
让我们不论做什么,我们都带着荣耀的使命,
whatever we do it with a glorious mission.
在我们的家庭, 工作, 侍奉, 各方面,
that we will live for you in our service, family, our jobs, and everything we do.
主啊, 不让这个黑暗的世代, 在这里影响了我们对你的忠诚,
do not let this dark world impact and affect our loyalty to you.
不让我们效法这个世代,
that we will not be conformed to this world.
让我们能够心意更新而变化,
that our minds will be renewed and transformed.
叫我们能够明白什么是你纯全善良可喜悦的旨意,
that we will know what is your good and pleasing will,
让我们这一生都活在其中,
and that we will live in it all our life.
你的话告诉我们这世界, 和其上一切的情欲都要过去,
your words tell us that this world and all, everything that's in, the, in there will be passed away.
唯有遵循你的旨意是永远长存,
but only those who obey your words will live forever.
但愿这伟大的旨意向我们开启,
may this great will be revealed to us.
让我们整个人生跟你的旨意,
that all of our life we will follow your will.
我们把我们在座的每一个人都交给你。
We commit every one of us here.
不管我们目前在怎样的处境中。
Whatever circumstances we are in now.
不管我们在怎样的难处或病痛中。
Whatever trials and sicknesses we are in now.
你让我们知道基督是一切，又在这一切之内。
Help us to know that Christ is all and in all of us.
让我们借着这一切，我们来经历你，来得着你，也来荣耀你。
Through all these, we will experience you, lay hold of you, and we will glorify you.
我们特别把我们年轻的孩子们交给你。
We especially commit young people in your hands, Lord.
用你的爱，用圣灵大大的来充满他们。
May you fill them with your love and your Holy Spirit.
让他们在年少的时候就被你分别，被你召出来。
That they will be consecrated and be called out by you in their youth.
成为一个洁净的器皿，被你来充满，被你来使用。
Become a clean and pure vessel, holy for you and be used by you.
谢谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我的心爱主。